Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
Just stop me.
On a highway.
We've been here 2 years next month. And Dan is actually the one who writes. There's the sheet. It says 4 o'clock, Johnny London. Dan actually wrote that for me, so I would know that he'd go. Yet the music starts, and I could read Dan's lips. And his lips said, O-S-H. He completely forgot to call again.
I was just, but the music was playing, and you answered the phone.
You were just what, though? You were just what? No, until the music played, you forgot to call it. You just forgot, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Frank, he can read. He can't see. So even though he wrote that for you, he can't see what he wrote.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm just trying to help the brother out. You know?
I want to hear the beginning of it. Act like that never happened. In fact, edit all that out so people won't even know.
You could read my lips?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dan's still trying to get traffic on that we had about 6 months ago.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that wasn't my fault.
John,
I hit
John's
the
on hold.
Josh.
He's starting to get now, he's getting mad now. He's on hold. Hit the music. Yeah, here we go.
Right.
Oh, you were going to edit that out, right? Yeah, you stopped the music. Oh, now edit it out. Edit it out
John's
and then start the music.
Okay.
Radio edit.
All right, here we are right out of the news and a couple of commercials with no glitches, no mistakes, and it's time to check in with the greatest Chevy dealer, maybe just car dealer, you'll probably ever deal with. That's a big statement, but I'm standing by. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Londoff. I call him John. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Let me check. Hold on. Fantastic.
Well, when Dan sent me a text with several other people for my birthday yesterday.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. I know yesterday.
He and I already worked this out, and I said, hey, man, I get to talk to you tomorrow. Can't wait.
Yeah,
you
know, 4:10.
John.
4:10. He's like, I can't wait. Yeah.
John, it's not you. Don't take it personally. I am a man who just doesn't generally call other men on their birthday. It's just not something that I don't think most guys do that. I don't do it.
Amy kept asking me, she goes, have you heard from Frank?
Oh, no, she didn't say that.
She didn't. She didn't really care about that.
And in fact, if another a man that I know calls me or texts me on my birthday, I think, well, that's nice, but that's not me. And I don't know really why they do that. It's nice, it's thoughtful, but it also makes me feel weird.
Have you ever told us your birthday?
Yeah.
December 14th.
Oh, okay. There it is.
I'll make a note.
I don't like birthday messages.
It's Joe Vitale's birthday. We always say happy birthday to Joe Vitale instead of Frank.
It's Patty Duke's birthday. He'll go through down the line. Everybody's birthday until the 4th. Taylor Swift's birthday is December
13th. Yeah. It was mine yesterday, Frank.
I don't know how I know that.
Oh,
it was the 13th.
You know, I mean, you've been just filling the earth together for, what, 15 years now?
But that...
Like 15 years?
I've known, there are people I've known every 30 month, years. I don't know their birthday.
Every month, an invoice. This is for the Frank Show. I'm like, oh, give me that.
Hey, hold on. I've worked with Dan. I've worked with Dan Strauss for 30 years at least. I have no idea when his birthday is. I don't know.
Talking about Dan Strauss.
Oh, boy.
August 4th.
Dan is you know, an employee. He's a teammate of yours. You guys have a team. You have Team AM and the PM, okay? Mm. Well, really, it's Team Frank.
There is something wrong with me. I admit there's something wrong with me. I don't even like to be wished happy birthday. I don't need a card. I don't need a text. I don't need a greeting. Happy. I don't need it. It's just a birthday. Everybody has them. I know. That's weird. I said earlier, if you were listening, I have never had in my life a birthday party. I have no memory of ever having a birthday party. I know.
So,
it's weird.
This is funny. There was I haven't talked to the guy in a while, but you know, I'm not going to mention his name, but we used to do a lot of duck hunting together many, many years ago, and the family's in the retail auto business and RV business, as a matter of fact. And his adorable wife threw him a surprise party years ago, and everybody's there. And, you know, now it's like, get there about 30 minutes early, he doesn't show up. So
oh, everybody's there but him.
I'm calling him. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I'm not coming. I'm like, what? I said, that's cruel. And then I said, just show up. I said it to you, so like, don't be a, you know. She goes, I'm not coming. I told her I didn't want a surprise party. I'm like, well, nobody likes a surprise party.
Well, I think some people do.
Didn't show up, man. And I felt sorry for his wife. It was kind of awkward, but she goes, well, hell, let's just keep eating and drinking. So we had a great time, and he paid for it. He just didn't get to participate. Now I've got another funny. It's not really funny, but I had a surprise party for Mimi.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a couple of years ago when she turned 40. And we share this adorable lady, housekeeper, comes in once a week, and she worked at my mom and dad's, I think, for 9 days out of the week. No, she worked, her name's Jasna, immigrant from Bosnia. And so just a few days before the surprise, Jasna goes, oh, I bet you're still excited for your party.
No, Mimi, ruined it. Ruined
so maybe it. So Mimi's like, I'm not going. I told you I didn't want a party. And what is it? I said, no, it's this party's for you. I said, no, it's not for me. It is for you. She went. She was not happy with
did
me.
Did she act surprised? Acted like, ooh, what?
No, her. You know Mimi. I mean, she's cooler than cool. She's adorable. She goes, this is John's party. It just happens to be my birthday, but this is his party. He throws himself a party on my birthday. I'm like, it is not a party that I'm throwing for myself. Now I will say this. God bless my dad. I love him and miss him every day. He threw himself a 50th birthday party, a 60th, the 70th, the 50th and 60th, they were pretty big. The 70th was, maybe 30 people. The 80th birthday party, that was huge. There were a lot of people there, and it was a lot of fun. And it was, I think you should throw yourself a birthday party, Frank.
No, that's self-serving.
Was your dad's birthday?
What's that, sir?
When was your dad's birthday?
August the 24th.
Oh, okay.
Frank.
No, my wife will never throw a surprise. She knows better than that. That's never going to happen. She's going to throw a surprise party for me.
Because I
have smoke coming out of my ears after a buddy left. I would say, how could you do that to me? You know that I don't like that.
John, some of the celebrities that you share a birthday with, Pink. Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, Wiz Khalifa.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Hey.
And the big one, rapper Slim Thug.
Slim Thug.
Yep, Slim Thug.
He gets a discount at Johnny Landolf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get a discount on the same birthday.
You make me feel good on that. Just a day after my birthday. Because I think you should celebrate your birthday for a week.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, I started a few days ago. Had a trip out to Vegas. We took Tim Londoff, who's never been. I had all the boys out on their 21st. Nothing stupid.
Just what a great place to go for your 21st birthday. They had to
make some friends and, I mean, just, do some gambling and maybe taking a show or something. Just have a great time. Go to a great restaurant. And, so Tim's 24. Turned 24 on the 19th of July. So there's his favorite comedian, who's now become absolutely my favorite comedian, Bill Burr, B-U-R-R. And Tim Londoff turned us all on to Bill Burr 6 or 7 years ago, and now the guy's become just a massive hit.
Okay, if he's a massive hit, I've never heard of the guy.
Well, you just you don't get out much. You don't listen.
No, I don't. Have you guys heard of Bill Burr? You know who Bill Burr is? You know?
Yeah, he's a comedian.
Josh, you know who he is? Josh, no. Tim, Bill Burr? No. No. Dan, yeah. Bill Burr?
No, I grew up with a guy named Paul Burr.
Dan, we're talking about him. We're talking about Bill Burr.
I know Dad Raymond.
Only one of us in the room, John, has heard of Bill Burr, so I'm not the only one.
No, they're sucking up to you because you pay them.
No,
you
they're not.
It happens here, too. People suck up to me because I'm their boss. I'm like, yeah, okay.
No, they're not.
You completely missed what Tim said.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go back. Let's back up. Hold on, John. What did Tim say that we missed?
He knows his dad, Raymond.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Everybody laughed at you.
Dan will call me later and go, Dan will say, I had to do that. I could not say, yeah. I've heard of Bill Burr. I think he's
Johnny. We really don't know the dynamic in this room. These guys are brutal to me. No, they are brutal. They make fun of me. They interrupt me. They're not about to say something because they think I want them to say they've never heard of Bill Burr. They've never heard of Bill Burr. Who was that?
That was Josh. Sorry, he's not even his segment yet.
Light a candle.
God. go see a doctor. Would
yeah,
you?
That's rude. Yeah,
thank you.
Very rude.
I agree.
Right, that's right. So that's it. I'm having a great day.
I worked for a guy a long, long time ago.
Interrupted.
Yeah, I did. A long time ago.
I worked, and I supposed to celebrate a birthday for a week. You didn't.
And I said to my boss, "This is a million years ago." I said,
"Never have to ever remember my birthday."
I said, "Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Can't hear you." I said to my "Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Can't hear you." I said to my boss, "I said, well, I'll see you tomorrow." And he said, "No, you won't. Tomorrow is your birthday." I'm not kidding. This was the guy I worked for. He said, "No, you won't. Tomorrow's your birthday.
You're fired.
You don't work." No. He said, "You don't work. No one here works on his birthday." And he said, "Don't come in tomorrow." Just like that. He really was big on birthdays. And I didn't know that the job meant you're off on your birthday. I do remember that. And I went, "Okay, woo." And I didn't, you know, go to work the next day.
Would you like to hear this text that Bill Cleveland just sent me?
Sure.
Can we vote on it?
Yeah, it's a joke. It is, "How about the comedian that jokes about trees? Tim Burr."
See, that's not funny. See, that is so not
this
funny.
This is why I asked for a vote.
This is him.
That's why I called for a vote.
Just to prove this is Bill Cleveland. This is what he's sending over.
I will send each of you individually. I will send you a skit, you know, of Bill Burr.
We can look him up on YouTube. We can
watch it later on, and you tell me if you don't think it's funny. See, I would send it in a group, but Frank's weird. He doesn't like any group. Yeah, years ago, he's like, "Take me off of this group."
That's right.
Hey, we'll do. I never texted him again about it. I said, "He's going to buy me dinner."
Wow. This turned ugly. 10 minutes ago.
Once every never.
Just having fun.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We're having fun. I don't say that it makes me like most people. I know it's odd. I just have never been comfortable with people making a big deal out of something I have that everybody has, a birthday. I understand people who do, and I think it's great if they do, and that's wonderful. If you want to, and there are people who want to make a big deal out of their birthday. That's fine. It's just not me.
Well, I mean, why should you not? I mean, without it, you don't exist. You don't exist. You don't have. I mean, you were not born into this crazy mixed up world or whatnot. I mean, then you don't exist. So I mean, it is something to celebrate. Mm. And that, you know, when you have parents, they, you know, have the cake and the candles. Now, I mean, the candles on your cake would like start a fire.
Here we go. This is where we say, what's that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800.
Dan, take away Dan's ability.
I don't have the power. I was just playing Happy Birthday.
He has that power. I don't have it.
Disconnect that.
You're welcome.
That connection. Yes.
I gotta go. I got customers.
Good.
Who's up next?
Josh Bauman with the tech segment.
What's up, Josh?
Not much, John.
Good conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Way to engage him, Josh. Wow.
A good conversation. You know how to keep it going, Josh.
Josh can reach those sponsors.
Oops, his excitement, doesn't he? He's a techie guy. All right. We're all late tonight.
No, you're not. Oh, yeah, you are. It's Monday. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was Tuesday. Sorry.
Oh my God! No, you're not.
Okay, bye, John. Say bye.
Open late tonight. No, you're not.
Well, I thought it was Tuesday. For a second, I thought it was Tuesday.
It's the fact that you'd argue with him about it.
Now that wasn't really an argument.
Wow.
I was wrong. I had the wrong day.
The fact that you sitting in this station would correct the man who owns the dealership by telling him whether he's open late tonight or not. That's
no, you're
funny.
Not.
Open late tonight. No, you're not.
I thought he made a mistake because I thought it was Tuesday. I was wrong. It's not Tuesday. I wish it was Thursday. I'll tell you that. I wish it was Thursday at 6 o'clock.
It's a vicious one.
That's what I wish. Could we have Josh's music, please? There it is. Oh, yeah. Here we go. A little technical help. TV, cell phones, computers, tablets, Alexa, Echo, Fitbit, Apple Watch, whatever. He knows about all this stuff. He's Josh Bauman. He is in charge of IT for the, and I always want to get this wrong, the Festus School District, the entire school district. And schools are very dependent on IT, so that's a big job, and you'd have to know what you're doing, and you do. So, let me mention, he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the entire United States. If you'd like to know why, some of the reasons are on their website, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. I'm also going to give you the phone numbers. If you have a text, Steve here has been holding for like 16 minutes. Steve, hang on. The pain will end soon. Thank you for being patient. The rest of you, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Say hello to Josh Bauman, everybody.
Hello, Josh. Glad to be here in this wonderful production show. It's great. Right.
Everything you heard.
You mean wonderfully produced show?
Sure. Well,
there you go.
Don't you work in a school district?
Everything, yeah, I don't teach.
Everything you just heard was rehearsed and written and planned. Those are all scripted. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how good actors we are. We can make it sound spontaneous. Now, does anybody in the room... Let's take... Steve's been waiting forever. Let's get him first, and then we can kick other things around. Steve, thank you for your patience. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh Bauman.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, I was just, I was listening to you guys' show, and you guys were talking about old TV shows.
Well, this okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but I mean, I called the wrong radio station, okay?
You did? Oh, you called another station?
Yes, I did. I thought I was listening to... It don't matter.
No. I think this is funny. No, it's funny. Who did you call?
I called KTRS.
What?
They told me to tell you, Frank, that John said hi.
Who's John?
Probably Connie.
I don't know.
He says hi.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. I think that's great that you call them, because what it did was let them know that you're not listening to them. It was a mistake, and you're listening to us. And I'm sure that really made them mad. I love it.
He wouldn't give me your number. He said you can find it.
Oh, you know what? That's rude.
It is,
Steve.
Professional courtesy.
Steve, that's rude.
Why don't you look it up yourself?
So then I call you guys.
All right. Okay? Now, I'm assuming you have a question for Josh.
Well, it was about the old TV shows. Yeah. I wanted to know about Giant Robot and Ultraman.
Ultraman.
Okay. Well, that's not a tech question, but you held for a long, long time. I have no idea what those shows are.
Anybody? Ultraman used to have...
Taco?
Yes, Johnny Sacco.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
And it was a live action Japanese show.
Okay.
And yeah, Ultraman.
His watch, and then Ultraman had to fly up to the sun to get recharged.
Yes.
And all that.
Yeah, Ultraman, he had a thing on his chest that would beep. And if it stopped beeping, he would die.
Steve, I think Dan has watched every commercial, every cartoon, rather, that's ever been on television.
This was live action. It was great. They had four-door Corvairs in these series, and it was just awesome.
That sounds,
and their mouths would all move, like, you know.
Sounds great.
When they stopped talking. I hate you guys.
Well, Steve, one of us knows Ultraman, and that would be Dan. The rest of us, I'm sorry. I do like the name, though, Ultraman. That's about as big as you could get, being the Ultraman.
He probably didn't.
But you've never seen that?
Nope, never heard of it.
What about Giant Robot? You never heard of that either.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Never heard of that either. Sorry.
Okay. And also, I called the other day, and you guys were talking about embarrassing moments.
Okay.
Well, my buddy was staying with me. He took a porno and put it in my video going back to the library. So I go to the library.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Did they send the police to your house from the library?
No, they embarrassed the shit out of me.
Well, you can't.
What is going on today?
That's two callers that said the SH word today. Steve, you can't say the SH word.
Okay, well, it embarrassed me really bad.
I'm sure it did.
Give him his penance, Frank. Tell him to call back the other station. Tell him he's AM and the PM.
Yeah, by the way, Steve, that station, I just found out, that station, as of last week, allows the SH word on the air.
Yeah.
So you can call them back and say that.
But anyway, he's still staying.
Anyway.
All right.
My buddy got online and got all this gay magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And he, we filled his toolbox up with
now that's funny.
Gay magazines.
See, that's funny. That's funny. He goes to the construction site.
Yeah, he went to the Ford dealer the next day, and when he opened his lunchbox, I mean, not his lunchbox, but his toolbox,
yeah,
all these gay magazines ripped out.
Now, that's funny.
So I got him back.
Now, I say you did. All right, Steve, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Actually, that is funny. A toolbox guy, construction-type guy, or a mechanic, opens the mailbox at work, and the muscle-bound gay guy magazines came out. Want to talk to, is it Glennard?
Glennard, yeah.
Glennard, is that your name? Like Glennard?
As in Skinner?
Glennard.
Yeah.
Glennard, how are you?
Yeah, with a G, G-L-E-N-A-R-D?
Yeah. Glennard.
Never heard that name. That's a good one. Well, it's not funny. I didn't know it was funny. I just never heard of it.
Another thing.
We haven't talked about anything yet. What do you got?
I got a question for Josh.
All right.
It has to do with the AM and the PM.
Oh, thank you. That's important. Leonard, you get a big kick out of everything, don't you?
No, I think it's funny that guy that calls in, he goes, hey, there's another thing.
He is funny.
That guy's a trip, man. Yeah. Okay, 5K.
Okay.
So they're starting to advertise, Josh, about this stuff. And I see an ad, because I have UVerse, and I see that ATT UVerse is going to start kicking that out.
You mean 5G?
5G, yeah. I said 5K, sorry. Yeah,
5G.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Give me a letter, Dan. Yeah,
I know.
Sorry. Sorry, brother. Hey, so go ahead and tell us about that. What is the deal?
Sure.
I've got ATT UVerse. It's okay.
Well,
it's kind of slow.
It's
TV and all that.
I don't believe the 5G has anything to do
with TV service.
With TV service.
No,
it's a cellular issue.
Correct. So
Josh,
5G.
Goodness,
I don't.
You okay?
I don't know.
That's my laptop, because that's all I have is a nice Dell laptop, but it's pretty slow a lot of times.
Okay, but if you use cellular to run, if your laptop is only relying on cellular, 5G is going to be a great thing. But you probably use Wi-Fi for your laptop, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Everything I have is ATT. You know, the laptop, the cell phones, and all that.
Okay, but is ATT is your provider for your wireless internet service, right? Is it all
everything?
Okay. All right, Josh, help him out here. I think he has 5G confused with Wi-Fi.
Sure. Well, so 5G is for cellular service for your phone. What you're getting with UVerse is actually a connection into your house from AT&T for TV service and likely your internet service inside your house. So really the two don't have much to do with each other unless...
Excuse me, one last thing.
Yeah.
Everything in my home, all three televisions, is wireless, including our printer and our laptop.
Yeah, and that's probably... UVerse has the ability to be wireless in your house, meaning
correct,
that you can take your receiver anywhere in your house... and have service.
Yeah.
So 5G really is just for cell service.
Okay.
So yeah, the two really don't have anything to do with each other.
So how do we speed up the laptop?
Well, how old is it?
No, it's working great. It's like probably 10 years old.
Yeah, see, 10 years old, there's not much you're going to be able to do to speed that thing up.
Leonard, my desktop computer at home is a Mac. It's 10 years old, and it's as slow as molasses. And I've been convinced after talking to Josh that the computers now compared to 10 years ago, they're four times as fast.
Yeah, and that has to do with the internal components, like specifically the hard drive. they no longer have, they're no longer spinning hard drives. They're like using a memory stick for a hard drive. So the access to data on the machine has sped up exponentially over the last 3 to 5 years. They've really gotten popular. So there's really, I hate to say it, Glennard, there's not much you can do for that 10-year-old laptop to speed it up very much.
That's okay. You know, when it finally dies or we can't take it anymore, we'll get a new one, I guess, and probably go to an Apple, because my wife and I and the kids are, they're tagged on the family plan. Everybody's got Apple phones, and they're great.
Yeah, the Apple phones are a good product, and that's something I was going to plan on talking about today, because there's some big news with that coming up tomorrow.
And Glennard, where 5G will be nice is when you're using your phone and you want to use your phone to go check on a website or
Right. Send
an email, because you're using a cell signal. It's going to be a lot faster,
yeah.
5G.
And honestly, I see 5G taking over carrier, replacing your U-verse connection in your house a couple years down
like
the road.
That.
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah,
see
I like
that
it too, because
over.
I don't have decent Wi-Fi. And seriously, I hope 5G comes along. The sooner the better, and everything runs on cellular.
Yeah,
and we lose Wi-Fi will be a thing of the past.
Yeah, there is a good possibility of that. Yeah, because of the speeds that they're seeing.
Excuse me. The last big storms we had, probably a month ago, real big ones. We lost the system with ATT, so we had to wait quite a few days, 3 or 4 days, for a technician to come. And when he came, he says, we're going to switch all your boxes and everything, and your modem and your drive and da-da-da-da-da. You're going to be wireless. There's going to be no cables, no Romax, no nothing. So that all turned out as an improvement. But
yeah, and that really is an improvement. I mean, you figure 5-6 years ago when you were adding a cable system in your house or a satellite system in your house, and you had to run coax cable between all the boxes. I mean, that could be a real pain in the neck.
It was.
Getting those cables in the walls, down the hallway, whatever. When the carriers started coming out, or these providers started coming out, boxes that were wireless and could spit their signal wirelessly to the different receivers throughout the house. I mean, you could take a receiver and put it on your patio now and watch the Cardinals game out on the patio on a nice evening. I mean, that just opened up so many different possibilities to watch content.
Well, that's swell, and I appreciate the time, and you guys have a great evening, and all that kind of good poop, and see ya.
All right, thanks, Glennard. Thank you, Glennard.
Hey.
All righty. I'm with Dan when he said, what's going on today?
It's been
we
a
always
wild
ask
day.
If it's a full moon. I don't think it is.
I don't
is.
Think it is.
So, I don't. You guys have anything for Josh? I can't think of
not really.
Anything.
No, I think we'll be looking for a new flat screen TV, but I think I'm going to go with like a 55-inch or something.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about like these off brands, like a Spezio or something? Or I don't know
no,
what the heck the name of it is. But
I see Hisense a lot.
Yeah.
That's a popular one at Walmart. I tell you, Dan, if you stream any content at all through Netflix or YouTube TV or anything like that, strongly look at a TV brand called TCL. It has Roku built into it. I am sold on these TVs right now. We've got two in our house and one at the lake, and it is just so nice being able to turn that TV on. Roku pops up. I can get to Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime TV, YouTube TV, all just within seconds, and the remote control operates the volume. I love these TVs.
What's
right
it called?
Now.
TCL?
TCL is the name, is the brand of the TV.
See, here's correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think there really is a bad TV. And I go back, I'm going to go back 30 years, and a friend of mine for Christmas gave me, we had done some business together, so he gave me a little 5-inch a color television, and it had a telescopic antenna on it. It was a little portable TV. We, you know, that's what people use. And it was color. It was made by Gold Star. And a couple of people said, oh, Gold Star? That's like the cheapest. That TV right now, 30 years later, if I plug it in, will pick up the standard broadcast sure. signal for any of the TV stations, it still yeah. works. I remember Daewoo. Yep. That was, you know, and people would laugh at those names. I just don't think no. there's a bad TV.
And what it comes down to is there's only so many manufacturers of the internal components. There's only so many screen right. manufacturers. There's only so many board manufacturers. So right. all of these manufacturers, all these name brands that are stamped on the outside of the TV are all buying the majority of their parts from the same
yeah,
people.
Yeah, the components are pretty much the same.
Exactly.
It's no different, really, than a lot of other things. I remember when... tell me if this is true. I don't believe there's any TV made in the USA. Are there any?
Man, I don't know.
I don't think there are. Because Thompson Electronics, RCA, those were Japanese years ago.
Yeah.
There was a company that tried to make TVs here. I don't know if they made it or not.
I want to say there's
I'd say 95% of all televisions.
No, I would agree with you. Right. I want to say there's one. Was it Westinghouse TVs? It's kind of a not generic brand, but... A brand that you don't see a lot.
Wasn't LG at one time LG Westinghouse? Was there some kind of merger there?
Know.
But that's
yes,
still not made so. In the USA.
I'll never buy another LG product.
There's a Skeptre. It's Skeptre.
And that's Skeptre. U.S.? Or?
Well, I remember when Vizio. The first time I saw Vizio, I thought, what the heck is that? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, woo, Vizio is okay.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
And there's 1080p, and now there is, what is it, 2160p?
Yeah, and I think that's closer to 4K.
Okay.
And unless, I mean, you have vision issues anyway, I wouldn't, unless it, the delta is very small, the difference in cost is very small, I wouldn't jump to 4K. I mean, if you're talking $20 difference, okay, but not a couple hundred dollars.
Well,
it's
make
not
up your
worth
mind,
it.
Or okay or 4K. Yeah. You just said okay. Is it 4K?
4K
okay?
Is okay.
Oh, okay, there you go. I'll take some more calls.
Sure, let's do it.
Let's go with Robert. Robert, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Robert.
And AM and PM.
Thank you, Robert.
I have a question. Part of it, I'm not sure about. Part of it, I'm pretty sure I know about.
Okay.
I had AT&T DirecTV, got rid of them over billing issues, got Dish, got rid of them after 6 months over the Cardinals thing,
okay.
which I called in about before. But when I got them, I got a free little Google Home Mini.
Okay.
Now, I don't have, I live with my mom, she's 84. We do not have the internet or a computer or anything like that. I went back to AT&T DirecTV. They have the cards.
Yep.
Now, this little thing, I have no idea about it. Do not have smart appliances.
Okay.
But does it... Since I have DirecTV, can it still answer questions and stuff?
No, you would need internet access for that thing to work. It's more or less a hockey puck for you right now because it needs to connect to the internet. So unless you have internet service in your house with Wi-Fi, it's not going to work for you.
Okay, well, we don't have internet. We don't have Wi-Fi. We have... Yeah, smartphones. So I thought that's what it was.
Yeah.
But it's brand new, still in the box, unopened.
You give it to a friend if they've got
Wi-Fi. No, go on the yard sale Saturday.
Yeah,
sell it on the yard sale.
That was going to be my next question, Frank.
That's what you should.
How much is that worth?
You can buy, man. You can
not
get
much.
Them. No, not much. Because you can, they constantly run them on special for
$50.
$50 or less.
Sell it for $30 on the yard sale. $30.
Okay. And, Frank, yep. I am on the yard sale every Saturday morning almost.
Okay. Frank, thank you.
Jane will tell you that. So, okay. That's
Bye.
What I wanted to know.
Hi, Robert.
I did not know.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. Bye-bye. Well, this is an interesting day, caller-wise. This would be Mike. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh Bauman. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Also, I hope to be one of the normal callers today.
What do you mean one of them?
Don't cuss.
You might be the first that doesn't say the SH word. That's okay. What do you have It's one of those days.
Right, I'm not sure.
What do you have for Josh?
Hey, Josh, I have a question about these QI chargers, right? So I guess there are different versions of QI devices.
Can I stop and say, what the heck is QI?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
What are you referring to, QI?
So QI is more of the wireless type of charging for phones.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yep. So what I've learned is with the iPhone, I don't know, 8, 7, or 8, one of the first versions that came out, my car is designed to put it in a little slot, and it charges it wirelessly, right?
Yes.
But the new iPhone X does not allow that, and someone's telling me there's QI1, QI2, and QI3. Is there a way to upgrade the version of QI you use, or downgrade even?
Likely not. When those version changes come out, it's typically because of a hardware change. And if it's a standard, I'd have to do some research to see if QI is a 802 standard. But my guess would be is that those were changed, or those revisions were made due to hardware changes. And it's likely going to change again, because the new iPhone that will be announced tomorrow, the rumor is it will start supporting bi-directional wireless charging. It'll be like the new Samsung 10 that's on the market, and you'll be able to hold, if you have AirPods, you'll be able to hold your AirPods next to your iPhone 11, and it will charge them instead of requiring to plug the AirPods in to charge.
You know what would be a great idea? If somebody would come up with a way where, let's say I'm down to 20%, and your phone has 100.
Yeah.
We could put our phones together, and you let me have 30% of your charge.
Yeah.
They have that?
Yeah, Samsung has that.
Yeah.
Wow. And supposedly the iPhone announced tomorrow may have
that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that new Note 10, you can do that with the Note 10. You can actually charge your Samsung device. Okay, cool.
All right.
Have a normal day, gentlemen.
All right, Mike. Well, now that you've called, I think we will. Thank you, Mike. And up next is Travis. Travis, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh.
Hello, Travis.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't mean to sound like a wacko, but I'm serious. I've got a company phone, a Samsung.
Okay.
Is it possible to have some kind of hidden app where they can, that microphone's open and they can hear me while I'm driving around in my work truck?
Okay, I gotta take it running through.
Sure, go ahead.
Even if it is possible and they do that, you take the phone home with you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's invasion of privacy. They'd have a massive lawsuit if they did that.
I would say that would be unlikely. I know there are applications. If a company buys a phone and provides it to their employees, the company is likely loading some sort of MDM, or mobile device management software, on that phone to make sure that you're not doing things you shouldn't be doing with that phone, and also to track that phone in the case that they do need to track that phone. So you can almost bet that phone has some sort of MDM software on it.
I wouldn't use it to go, and I'm not making a joke here, I wouldn't use it to go online and look at porn.
No,
I wouldn't
absolutely
use it to look up the dark web. If you just use it to make calls.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah, that they would be able to tell.
Right.
No, I get all that. They do track it. It's got GPS, blah, blah.
Right.
I just wonder, I'm just kind of thinking, well, I wonder if they're listening to me.
No, I agree with Frank. That would open up the door for way too many issues.
Yeah, you'd never have to work again.
Yeah.
If you could prove they did that, you'd have such a big fat check.
Yeah.
From a settlement.
But isn't that legal in the state of Missouri?
No,
like you can record or
no,
as long as
no,
you
you're
know.
Talking about, no, you're talking about two different things.
This is
listening in on, let's say in this case, Travis talking to somebody else. Neither of those parties knows they're being listened to. In the state of Missouri, if you call me Limey, I can record our conversation because one of us knows it's being recorded. Me. I know. But I can't. I cannot record you and Josh talking to each other.
It's like eavesdropping at that point.
Exactly.
I don't think they'd be able to do that.
No. And if they did, good luck telling anybody, because as soon as it gets out, you're that city. You get a good lawyer and you win. So I wouldn't worry about it.
I even tried to ask a fellow AT&T store worker we had a 16-year-old granddaughter. I bought her a phone. I said, can I put a hidden app on there where I can track that? He said, no. The only way you can do that, she'll have to know the app's there, and she'll have to sign in. And
yeah.
I'll tell you how you can test it, Travis. Take the phone home.
Yeah.
Set it down on the table, and then say, are you married? I'm assuming you're married?
Yes, sir.
Just say loudly near the phone, that's it. I've had it. I told you I was going to kill you, and now I'm going to do it. And then if the police show up, you'll know somebody was listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if these ads start popping up in my search and saying, you need a hitman, call
us. Exactly. Yeah. Then you'll know.
Then you'll exactly.
Know. No, I wouldn't worry about it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you, Travis.
Dan's a phone.
Okay. What did he say?
I have no idea.
I think he said Dan's a moron.
He said Dan's great.
No, he said Dan's an idiot. Something like that. I couldn't hear.
Dan's awesome.
Josh, I'm sorry, but we just keep getting calls. That's why you're here.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Bart. Bart, welcome to 590. The fans say hi to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh, how the heck are you?
Good, Bart. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. Real quick on that last caller about his phone listening to him. I don't know if any of you watched that TV show on HBO, Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Where the refrigerator was listening to everything you said.
Yeah, smart refrigerator.
I thought that was pretty funny, yeah. And then real quick, Frank, you said something about you have an old Mac that's slow as molasses.
Right.
The fix for that is first thing you need to do is download everything you want off of it, and then you need to revert back to iOS, I don't know, -10 or something like that, and everything will run back to normal again. The problem with that is you don't have enough RAM, more than likely. But if you revert back to the operating system that it came with, everything will run like clockwork again.
That all sounds great. If I knew how to do it, I'm pretty stupid about that stuff.
No, it's actually very simple, because all you're going to do is, like I said, get everything off the computer.
My daughter just put everything in my computer on a hard drive, like a terabyte. I don't have that much. It's mostly photos.
Right.
But she just dumped it all into a hard drive.
Yeah.
So I think I've done what you're talking about doing. Now I just have to figure out how to go back and
just... Yeah, and just wipe it and then go back. It'll automatically go back to the original operating system, iOS. And then it'll work. Now, you might want to check and see what your RAM is, because unfortunately my a lot of these people, and I'm sure it's Josh, correct?
Yes, sir.
Josh will probably agree with me. A lot of people don't read what the requirements are for these updates, and the problem is a lot of these updates require a whole lot more RAM than what your computer has.
Well, now get this. I cannot go to First Community Credit Union's website and check on my account with my Mac at home, and I tried to update Chrome. It's so old, it won't let me update to what I need to get to that. So I do the banking stuff on my phone.
Yeah.
I think
is it a MacBook or a regular standalone Mac?
It's a standalone Mac.
Standalone Mac. Yeah, there's two chips in the back of it, and most likely you can probably update those chips, but you can only go up to a certain amount of RAM.
Yeah.
But if you consistently update your iOS, you've probably more than exceeded what your RAM can handle. I'm telling you.
Well, it gave me a message that it would not allow me to do the iOS whatever that was required now to go to that site. So,
they finally caught up with that, huh?
Yeah. So they know how to look. If they know how to do anything, it's how to make you buy a new phone and a new computer about every 5 years. Sure. Yep. They're real good at that.
That's what I ended up doing. I had an old MacBook that was basically a doorstop, and I thought about it, and I'm like, wait a minute. And so I pulled everything off of it, which was all photos and porn.
Yeah.
And I'm honest, right?
Yeah, that's right. We like that.
Way to go.
And then I went back to the original operating system, put in the maximum amount of RAM that the hardware would allow, and it runs smooth as butter. It's unbelievable how well it works.
All right.
You just can't update to the most current iOS all the time, and that's the biggest mistake people make. But I learned something new just like this, that now they're finally actually warning people that.
All right.
Yeah.
So try it. You might be surprised. It won't. It doesn't have to turn into a doorstop. I turned my doorstop back into a laptop.
All right. I appreciate the info. Thank you, Bart.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
We still have callers waiting.
Yes,
Josh.
Sir.
I know you might have had something you wanted to address, but let's get Bruce in here. Bruce, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Yeah, hi, Josh. How you doing?
Good, Bruce.
Good. I'm AM and a PM, of course.
Of course.
And I just wanted to say something real quick. You were talking about the American TVs.
Yeah.
I used to sell electronics many, many years ago.
For CMC, for CMC Stereo.
CMC, yeah.
Uh-huh, I know who this is. See, that's how good I am at the voices.
Yeah. I was astonished to find out when I bought an Element TV a little while back from Walmart. I bought it because it was cheap for the features. And I discovered that they are manufactured, or at least assembled, I should say, in the United States. Certain models, most of them. And if you go to Element TV on Google and you go to their website, they have a very well-done video, the story about them manufacturing in the United States. And they sold me because it's the cheapest TV I've owned, and it's got the best picture of any of them.
Interesting.
And I drag it out to shows and set it up outside and everything, and it's really a good TV.
That's good to know. Now we know of an American.
Now you know, as Paul Harris used to say, the rest of the story.
No, it's Harvey.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
I got a TV, a different brand, a Hisense, 55-inch I've had for a number of years. And for some reason, I can't get YouTube on there anymore. I get Netflix, but not YouTube. And I thought it was my internet provider's problem, but I Googled that, and there's apparently a lot of people have this problem with these TVs. For some reason, after a while, YouTube just doesn't work anymore. The fix sounded complicated, so I gave up on it.
Interesting. Have you tried resetting the TV back to factory defaults to see if that would make a difference?
No, I think I did. Yeah, months ago, I believe I tried that one. That didn't seem to help, and that's when I gave up.
I know these smart TVs have to have updates every once in a while to their apps, and they may have had a bad update to the YouTube app itself.
Is there a way to get rid of the app and reload it?
Yeah, you could try that if you can. Some TVs, like I have a Samsung TV at home that I can't remove certain apps, and right. If they don't come out with an update, you're just stuck with the version of the app that's out.
I have a TV, and it didn't work.
I couldn't get in there and unload them.
I have a TV with a Netflix button on it. When you push Netflix, and Netflix comes up, and then it says every time, do you want to update or just launch? And so last night, for the first time, I hit update.
Yeah.
And I have a crappy Wi-Fi, and it only took about 30 seconds.
Yeah,
it was updated.
Those apps are relatively small, because all they're doing is redirecting you to another site.
Yeah. All right. We are about out of time. Almost out of time. Bruce, was there anything else quickly or no?
No, that'll do. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce. But 2 minutes if you want to see if we can get Brian. Brian will do everything we can in less than 2 minutes. So say hi to Josh Bauman.
Easily done. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Brian. PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Josh, I have Hulu with live TV. I'm happy with it. I'm satisfied with it. Is there anything else out there with about the same price?
Yeah.
A little bit better value.
Well, better value, probably not. YouTube TV, I think, is about $5 more expensive, but has a similar channel lineup. But I will tell you, it is an unlimited DVR. So if you're running into DVR limits, that's the way to go, is with YouTube TV.
Now, with YouTube, I know YouTube has live TV as well.
Yes.
Do they have the YouTube video availability as well?
Yes. With and I believe it's still this way. If you subscribe to YouTube TV, you get YouTube Premium as well.
Okay, so that's about the same price as Hulu Live?
It's, I think, $5 more expensive.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Brian, thank you. And I'm glad we finally got to you and to the rest of you. It's amazing to me, but I knew this. The reason there's an attorney segment, and the reason there's a vet segment, and there's your segment, and there's a Dan Buffett tomorrow on TVs and movies, most people have pets or watch TV or go to the movies or whatever, and everybody that's listening has some tech stuff. Even the guy who doesn't have the internet, he still had a question.
Sure.
So thank you. Give them your email.
Sure. JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com.
JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com. Do it again next week.
Yes, sir.
Josh Bauman, everybody. Courtesy of Window World. The number one selling, not a high-tech device at all, low-tech, no-tech. It's a window, but a good one. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com if you want more information. I see through the glass that he's off the road today. Bill Cleveland is in the studio, so we got some good stuff coming. Don't go away. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is the voice of the Fighting Illini, Brian Barnhart, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump says talks with the Taliban are dead. Talking with reporters at the White House, Trump noted that secret talks with the Taliban and Afghan government officials were set for Camp David. He said he called off the talks after a suicide bomb attack killed a U.S. soldier in Kabul last week. U.S. Coast Guard officials have rescued three of the four crew members trapped on a capsized cargo vessel off the coast of Georgia. Coast Guard Captain John Reed said the three members were rescued by drilling a 3-foot hole into the side of the ship.
Three of the